As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form, like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated.
God was in place at creation. And throughout creation, the grace of God is like rain. We don't create rain. We can just choose to be in the rain or come out from under the rain, just like sunshine. But the grace of God that calls you child of God is eternal and unconditional. There ain't nothing, I can't think of anything else that is eternal and unconditional. Which is why it's so hard for us to wrap our brains around. Certainly, I have to do something to earn God's love. No. That's what the beauty of baptizing an infant. Did this child earn God's love? No. Does God love this child unconditionally? Yeah. It's harder for us who have more tread on us, you know, to think, well, you know, I've got some baggage. Can God love me unconditionally? The answer is still yes. Did I earn it? No. Can I receive it freely? Yes. Baptism changes us. And it's an internal work that God does. And just like how Christ is present in the sacrament, I can only proclaim it. I can't explain it. But we know in baptism we are claimed and named and called children of God. Some of you have heard this story. But I grew up on a farm, and we used to use goldfish to keep our stock tanks clean. Keep the algae out and all of that. So in the winter time, we brought some indoor stock tanks, those sheep tanks, into the basement. We kept the fish in the basement. Now they grew to whatever size tank you gave them. So when our goldfish were about this long. And in the middle of all of those sheep tanks was a bar. And our cat used to love to sit on that bar and swat the fish out. Like, this was just the greatest game ever. Well, my mom liked her fish, and she liked watching them continue to grow. And so one day, my mom came down and caught the cat, red pawed, so to speak. She grabbed the cat by the tail, dumped the cat in the water, and lifted the cat out. In baptism of sorts, that cat was changed. He never went after the fish. And death. else tonight are not the powers that will ever win in the end. We are raised to new life in Jesus. You see, the Christian life is not just what happens after you die. It's not who gets saved for later. It's kind of like putting something in the freezer for me. We're not frozen. We are the living body of Christ. Anointed is the gift of the Holy Spirit. You've heard of the gifts of the Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit. Those are gifts that God gives us so that we can join in God's mission. As a church, sometimes church members start to feel like they're pulling apart. Like, this is my mission, I have to pull it. Right? It's exactly the opposite. We are joining God in God's mission. God's pulling the cart. And we're along for the adventure. That's much more fun. The other way around. God is good, life is an adventure, and we are part of the body of Christ. Is there any better news for us? The peace of Christ that is given as a gift.